Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'll save the Bowie Wiener story for Colleen because
she will enjoy that.
She likes old rock star wieners. She always has. Yeah,
she has. Yes,
she's had one.
She's had one. Yeah,
at least one.
Well, and it wasn't. I don't think it was old at that point.
No, it wasn't. On the poor side of town, she had that
but
too.
It was rock star wiener.
It was rock star wiener.
She's gonna turn around.
I know.
Just throw Greg out. Just walk.
And she's continued to come up here after all these years. It's incredible.
Yeah, we haven't brought it up in a while.
Yeah. Well, not that.
Yeah. A few months, maybe.
Jeff writes, what cracks me up is Nick shared his daycare experience on the radio for all of us to hear and joke about it, but withheld telling anyone about being in ballet.
We wasn't molested in ballet, man.
Well, yeah, and ballet was a choice.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
the other one, kind of, I don't know.
Did you find it?
Break that down a little
it
bit.
It made you a better athlete? Are what, you better today?
What,
because
getting molested?
Yeah. No, the ballet.
No. I think it did, like, give me some bigger thigh muscles.
Yeah.
At the time.
But there's nothing you use today, any skills that you may have learned in ballet that you apply to anything you do today.
I'm not, like, agile or...
Grab that table and plie
you know
for
why?
Me after the break.
Because you never kept it up. Right. You should have kept going.
Look, it made you more comfortable on stage, and that has helped you up to this point in your life.
Sure, and in tights.
Yeah, more than anything, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah, I've steered clear to that. I do like being on stage, but the tights, I'm out on those.
Yeah.
That might be a good look for you. That might be a good gimmick.
Just jettison. Yeah, it could be your Burt Kreischer. Just Nick Allen in tights.
It was right after
he's got his shirt
stopped.
Off. You're just all of a sudden you're famous now for being in tights on stage the rest of your life.
You got to have a gimmick.
Yeah,
there's your gimmick.
Now you have to have material, and Bert does, and so do you though. But
the tights.
All of a sudden you're on stage with pink tights every night to the next 30 years. That'd
shoes.
Be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You got to have.
Well,
shoes.
I guess it was shortly after I stopped wearing tights for this that I became obsessed with the band in tights.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
I was painting my face for the Nutcracker.
And I thought of you the other day, Nick. we talked last summer when we did that live show about how nobody performs on stage in shorts. We were outside.
No.
It was August. It was hot. But we all wore jeans. I saw a photo of...
Our live show, right?
Yeah, I saw a photo of Wolfie Van Halen.
He still plays in shorts, though, doesn't he?
He was on stage. They're opening for Metallica at some of these shows.
Right.
He was on stage, and he was performing in shorts.
Well, if you remember, Axl started doing that, and some of the grunge bands wore shorts, too.
Axl did that back in the day. You're right.
Eddie Vedder wore shorts, too. They made it cooler. Those long cargo shorts that were pretty cool in the early 90s.
Who wore the short pants with the suspenders? Was that Angus?
Yeah, but that was his schoolboy outfit. That was just his look.
But in general,
rock stars and comedians don't wear. You wear pants.
You wear jeans or something. I mean, and it could be the hottest outdoor show that has ever been.
Right.
You still see the band in long pants.
Yeah.
And it just struck me that he was wearing like cut off jean shorts.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
He is.
He probably gave up on pants.
And it was a hot night.
Yeah.
I'm too fat for pants.
Yeah, we know a guy.
No, we saw him perform on stage in pants on a hot night, Todd.
Right, he was wearing pants.
You know?
Night.
On a hot summer night.
That's what I remember most about
that. Keep going.
Night.
Would you offer your throat to the wolf? Yeah, that's all I'm hearing right now. Puss getting all
Thank
excited
you,
out there on a hot summer night. Yeah.
And comedians, I've seen some comedians wear shorts, but it's usually somebody that it makes sense. You're like, yeah, of course that guy's wearing shorts.
I got it.
Who?
I think
Fluffy.
It's distracting. Oh, Fluffy.
Well, he
gave up on pants, too. Fluffy was a douchebag.
Yeah. There's a comedian named Sam Talent that just, like, it seems like a natural look for him.
Okay, got it. It's usually bigger guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, some people, it's weird because there's some people that get up and you're like, oh, that guy doesn't give a crap.
True.
And there are people you're like, at this point, that's what he wears.
Yeah, it's a good look for him.
But the knees are distracting on anybody, you know?
Yeah.
Just your knees.
The bowler that you're coaching.
I think tights might work for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just it just stuck out to me because you don't see that ever.
No.
You don't like see said, rock stars in shorts.
You saw it a little bit in the early 90s, some of those grunge bands.
But
did
it's
it.
Been a long time since. Yeah.
They don't even do it anymore.
No, nobody yeah. does that.
No, no.
Nobody does that. And I, no. all I heard was you in my head, no. Nick, going, you don't do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, Wolfie
well Axl like, used to wear the catcher's gear, which was crazy.
Yeah.
He just wore catcher's yeah. gear.
Right. He wore like hot pants on stage, basically.
Yeah. Oh, he did a couple times that, too.
Yeah, he was yeah. wearing just little. Yeah. Spandex pants.
I like the catcher's digs. You're like, why is this guy 2 hours late? You're like, oh, he's
put his catcher's
he had
gear.
A game.
It extra takes, innings.
He had a game.
extra
it takes
innings.
A while to put the catcher's gear on, especially the you mm-hmm. know the shin pad. That's why you leave them on if you're not off the bat. You know,
he has to take it off in between all the songs. All right.
That's it. Yeah. Wear catcher's gear.
Was it
on stage?
Howard
Michael
Leese.
Used to do that, didn't he? Michael
Howard
Jackson?
Leese was playing yeah, for okay. Paul Rogers, I think.
Yeah,
and he had one of those Indian breastplates.
Yeah, chest protector on, right?
Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Probably can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
probably not.
That might be cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm. I had a Derek Thomas post when I was a kid that was just him in like full regalia,
yeah,
headdress, everything.
Well, the Chiefs,
and that was like mid-90s.
Yeah.
But that's just something that they're like, oh yeah, of course we'll sell that in the sports right. store.
Of course.
Didn't even think twice about
no.
it.
No. Yeah.
Chad writes, "I love you guys, longtime listener. We're talking about backstories here now. First time messenger." Will there be Coffee Cup Guy merch at the golf outing on Friday?
I saw that.
Is he Todd's alter ego to a deer-killing psychopath?
Yeah.
Is he a sexual deviant annoying the crap out of you when you get coffee at work? Is he the shy, dorky IT or engineering guy who can't look you in the eyes when talking to you? We need some backstory.
Okay, I think he's a combination of the IT guy that's kind of shy, but he's also kind of a pervert. You know,
well, I think that's just because the voice sounds like Herbert the pervert.
Yeah.
But grab up and say, nice ass, Susan. Some girl in your office is named Susan, I'm sure. Say that in your cup.
Pooper's looking pretty good today, Susan. Can I pour you a cup of coffee?
See, you're kind of an IT guy. But you're also saying inappropriate things because I guarantee you a coffee cup guy ain't getting laid.
Because you can get away with it.
Right. I mean, coffee cup guy might have Peronis,
some women really
too,
like coffee. Yeah.
No, coffee cup guy might have Peronis.
Yeah, he does. Huge bent weighing on coffee cup guy.
The guy wants a backstory. Coffee cup merch. Coffee cup
and
guy
the merch, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. It's yeah, coffee cups, right?
To me, coffee cup guy is not threatening. I don't see him as a creep.
No.
Coffee cup guy written on mugs would be kind of cool. We should sell those. You're right, Todd.
Are we going to have to get you a second coffee cup, a talking coffee cup, and a drinking coffee cup? Because if you got too much coffee in the talking cup, it's going to affect
your
character.
It does. It alters the acoustics, definitely.
So I think we need to get you a second cup, one for just, you know, drinking coffee out of.
You are going to spill it in your face.
Then, right. If you don't say the origin story, then he can be whoever he needs to be for everybody. So I picture
yeah,
being like a guy
too.
That's just
but
stuck
I think
in a cup.
People like a little glimpse into the life of
he's
the character.
Freak.
Yeah.
He's definitely a freak that people go, he walks into rooms, oh, it's coffee cup guy.
Here he is.
His parents were killed as a child.
We were just leaving.
He became a vigilante.
Yeah, I don't think he's a vigilante at all. He's a fixture computer
No,
guy.
He's not a vengeful guy.
Lamest superhero ever.
Coffee cup guy.
Yeah.
Swings his coffee cup at you.
Yeah. Right.
He can slightly burn your forearm.
All right, we mentioned pooping, and I clicked
on
the story.
Oh, wait, we got Kelly here checking in, Nick's girl, Kelly.
Oh,
did about
she have bent ones?
About the Peronis. Oh, yeah, she's had a couple of bent ones. One was extremely bent, and he had a weird hip thrust.
Well, Nick did it.
You'd have to have a hip thrust.
Nick actually mimicked a hip thrust.
Yeah.
Be happy you didn't see that.
He didn't do it with her.
I felt bad for the guy because... Earl was difficult.
Yeah, it's over than down, Push tells me. Yeah.
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
And are we entering stage two of negotiations for Nick's Willie cloning?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
You don't have a number?
His wife has a number. They... It's no.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't brought that up to her.
Yeah. Should be able to not sit on the radio at all.
Haven't sat down and said, listen, we have an opportunity here to make a few bucks.
All I got to do is make a cast of my wiener, send this chick. She's
and I believe she offered to get you the kit.
Bucks. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the supplying of the kit wouldn't really be the holdup there.
No. It's doing it and sending it out.
Yeah.
Right? And then us talking about it for the next, I don't know, 3.5 years. Yeah.
Right. There's another email here from a guy. I'll leave his name out. He says he doesn't think he has Peyronie's, but then he says his penis is always curved to the left, and yes, women do love it in his experience. They always say it hits the right spots. So I
but if it does curve, the boat is not in the side. He's down. He's up underneath.
But I mean, I'm saying if it curves, then
the G-spot's up underneath.
You probably do have this. I don't think it has to be dramatic.
See, it's had. Like glowing reviews across the board?
That's what he says. It says curves to the left, and women do love it. They
to
always
the left,
say it
the
hits
left.
The right spots.
Five bunch stars. Of dudes trying to bend theirs this morning.
No, I don't think so. He's just bragging.
I want to get five
most
stars
girls like
on
straight,
Yelp.
Good-looking ones, man.
Yeah. I would
they
say
want a
that
soldier
it,
straight up and ready to go.
Wouldn't you say if it curves
soldier.
At all, that counts?
What?
Wouldn't you say that if it curves at all, that counts?
Yeah, left or right, if it curves at all, it would count as a Peyronie's.
If it bends a little bit, it's probably just a mild case of this.
Yep.
Yeah, what makes a bend Peyronie's?
I would assume anything, wouldn't it?
How severe of the bend? How severe
I've never seen
the bend
mine,
have
mine
to be?
Bent. Mine's pretty straight. I'm sure you guys are, too. You know, we're lucky enough that they haven't bent yet. Yeah. Apparently, we're not out of the woods yet. As Todd mentioned.
Oh, I spent most of my teenage years trying to bend it.
Oh, yeah. I bend it. I still bend that bend.
Yeah, just your teenage years.
Stretch it.
Yeah.
Teenage, 20s, 30s.
Yeah, if near constant abuse caused this, most dudes
we'd
would
all have
Peyronie's.
Yeah.
Like I say, maybe you have to be abusing it like violently to one side.
Maybe you
got to
find a girl with a bent, bent tunnel, you know.
I don't know if that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The tunnel goes left or right. I don't think it is a thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing.
No.
There's no Peyronie's of the uterus.
They've got hospital beds that flip on their side for when they're having babies.
Oh, haven't we had stories of women with two openings?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have had that. But
and they're
that's
internal.
Like a, yeah.
There's not two openings that are you can see, but once you get inside the one hole,
there's
other
like a fork
holes.
In the road.
Yeah, there's two other tunnels.
One door, two hallways.
Yeah.
Right.
They love being called that, too. You know?
Look, we have to dumb it down for ourselves.
They love hot dog in the hallway. They've all loved that bit, man.
Yeah.
100 hot dogs in that hallway, apparently.
Well, yeah, if you've got two, wouldn't you be forever looking for a two-donged man?
Apparently, you
is
are.
Is that a Dolly Parton song?
I think we did that bit.
But
did we do
that
bit?
Yeah, I think
that
we
have. Two-donged man doesn't exist.
At least once.
You got to get through the entrance first, and, I don't think two will go through the entrance.
Yeah, they'll fit in there if you try.
Yeah. Maybe some sort of attachment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Could get through the entry and then get through both tunnels.
You've seen porn where two guys should own one girl. Problem is half your wiener's touching his, and that's not cool.
Yeah, but I think in this case you'd have to be side by side, not
some would
on
argue
top.
Against that.
All right, let's move on.
This got weird.
Yeah. Let's talk about another piece of food here. Somebody emailed this the other day. And I don't know who it was. I'd like to give him credit because it's out of Finland.
Is there a name on the email?
I just put the link.
Don't read
up.
Names for the. I'm not supposed to read, but
and the link is sitting up here for. I've been sitting here for days, but there's a item out of Finland called Kalakali fishcock, 182 grams canned, $5.99, a traditional Finnish delicacy in a canned version, 5-year shelf life, and does not contain real sea. It's a Finnish specialty fish baked inside rye bread. It is a perfect snack for trekking, already ready to eat, and contains enough
energy. What's it called again?
The Kalakali must be the brand name.
Okay.
Fish cock. Yeah.
But it's not what we think.
Yeah, I'm looking at a version of it here that's canned.
Right. Yeah. All of these are. It's all canned stuff.
And it's looks meant horrible, to be, huh?
5-year shelf life.
Yeah, well, you take it on your backpack
that's
trip.
That's staying
backpack. Or you put it in your doomsday bunker.
I've never been drawn to canned meat.
Nah.
No.
No, but if you're starving in a doomsday bunker, you can get that fish cock in a heartbeat.
Canned tuna, but even then, now I buy the stuff in the packets, not the
Who ate
can.
The fish cock? That's just going to happen when you walk in here. Come on, who ate the last fish cock? You know, don't leave it around. I'm going to eat the last fish cock.
Oh, they show it opened
cock.
Up in the can.
There's fish cock in the house.
Absolutely disgusting.
Does it say what kind of fish it is?
It looks like
they call
a brownie.
What's the word in? What's that word mean in Finland? If it's not what you know.
Well, everything else
schlong.
Is English, so I don't know.
Schlong does sound kind of Norwegian. You're right. Yeah, although that'd be Norway.
It says the food is much like a mix of hamburgers and pie, made out of rye bread and filled with smoked salmon.
It should be called fish schlong.
It's got the smoked salmon in it.
Once again, why is it called? Is it COC? Is it spelled the same?
It's
right?
spelled
yeah,
the same
the
way.
Accepted way.
Rock chalk fish cock.
This all looks like a big mistake.
Yeah.
It looks like overcooked
I'm
fish in
man,
like a
I would
rye
pack
bread.
My house full. Does it say it big on the can?
Yeah.
Also?
Yeah,
okay.
It says it on the can. It's not big.
Wouldn't you just stack your house with that when somebody opens up the door just for the hell of it as a joke? Oh, the coffee cups are up there. Sorry, coffee cup guy. And she opens it and just shows cans of fish cock everywhere.
Sure.
Oh, sorry, that's my fish cock.
So it says here in the description of this, it says, because it's healthy and it tastes good, this food resembles much like a situation where you're enjoying your beer in a bar and a pretty young girl comes up to you and asks if you would like to go to her place for some good times. A deal too good to be true. Except with this food delicacy, there is no hidden sea included.
That was Doug, by the way, who sent that email. I don't know how you find that stuff. He must be like a doomsday prepper or something.
Yeah, I just searched it up. You can
order
it
from,
online
Todd?
Here.
The Netherlands?
Finland.
Finland, yeah.
Oh, hold it. When's Ismo coming back?
This fall.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, we got to remember this. We got to remember
this
story for Ismo.
Make a note of that.
He's had thousands of fish cock cans.
Traditional Finnish delicacy.
Yeah. He's got to know exactly what this is. And, God, he's so funny. When he's back in town, go see Ismo in person, man. He's really, really good.
It's... Foreign people might wonder what the excellent delicacy is called. Wonder if it originally comes from a remote location in the middle of Finland, known for inbreeding and incapacity to form sentences that mean anything. So that's why the food title might not have anything to do with what it actually.
That's what the people are known for. The fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people are known for inbreeding and inability to form sentences that mean anything.
Wow.
In Savo, is that a language or a region?
I think it's
Finland?
A region in Finland.
Means food.
That means somebody's opening the door of their house, some grandma, and yells out, "Hey, kids, who wants fish cock?" You know, and they all go, "We do, we do."
All right, come
you know,
get it.
It's like a Sunny D commercial, except for fish cock.
Yeah. Stop begging your cousin and come get this fish cock.
It's good for you.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.